Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. All praise, all glory, all honor belong to only one, and that is the true and living Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, the King of the universe, the Savior and the Redeemer of the entire world. Let everything that have breath and everyone that has breath praise the true and living Elohim by saying hallelujah. It is my pleasure to be on the broadcast, the true word. And we're talking about the true word of the true and living Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, the King of the universe, the Savior and the Redeemer of the world. We praise Yahweh because the Most High is the one who made us all. And today, we're going to be speaking of honoring Yahweh. How do you honor the Creator properly? Because I'm telling you, most of the whole world have been mistaught concerning this great subject. How do you honor Him? Do you honor Him with gifts? Do you honor Him with doing anything that you think is best for Him? We're going to analyze this to see what did the Creator say and how we're to honor Him. Because we realize that today most of our people are going to be celebrating what is called Father's Day. Well, we're going to talk about that a little bit. We're going to talk about Father's Day. And, of course, there's no greater Father than the Almighty. But before we get into this great subject, we're going to have a song praising the Almighty. And let's call Praising Yahweh. Isn't that something? Hallelujah. Our beloved brother, Ayo.
Gotta praise Yahweh Elohim. Must live my life within His law. Must live my life in righteousness. I gotta keep all of His testimony. Man, who made the heavens? Who made the earth and the sea? For the Sabbath day, that's when I acknowledge my holy sign. Exodus chapter 31, 12 through 17. I do not need to worry. Yahweh will save me when I'm in distress and in trouble. He told me to walk humble, like Uzziah the prophet, destroyed for lack of knowledge. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6, He told me to acknowledge Him in all of my ways. We living in these latter days. I gotta put all of my trust in His holy name. I know that Yahweh is King. Yeah, He will redeem us out of this hell. We His people, Israel, scattered from one end of the earth, overtook by His curse. I am married to Yah, for the better or worse. Give you earth, give you heavens, for Yahweh is the rock. His work is perfect, for all His ways are judgment. Yahweh is the Elohim of truth. Without Him, just and right is He.
Praise Yahweh.
charge of Most High. Yeah, he is righteous. The habitation of justice. Only if you trust his laws and his statutes. Precepts and his covenants. Yah, sanctuary is full of benevolence. Loving all his ways and not eating to the full. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. Can you relate? The law is perfect and it converted my soul. The law is right and it is the only way that I will go. Because the holy man is a free Yahweh Elohim. Can't to keep his commandments. One day there will be a famine. Not prepared no for the sons to hear the words of Yahweh. But they will not get it. Ain't so why it's true to commit. Oh Yahweh, thou art my Elohim. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name. For thou has done wonderful things. Thy counsels are of old, are faithfulness and truth. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, and a strength to the needy in his distress. A refuge from the storm, and a shadow from the heat. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, praising the mighty Yahweh, and we praising him right now. We're praising him because we're speaking of his word, and the best way, one of the best ways that you can honor the Creator is to keep his word, to obey his laws and his statutes and his commandments. This is what we were made for in the first place. So today, we're going to honor the Creator. Now, yesterday was the day that Yahweh ordained once a week that he would be honored. And he told us this many years ago. Where? Where did the Almighty tell us to honor him once a week? I would, first of all, like for you to turn your scriptures to the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter. We read it every Sabbath. Why? Because the Almighty told us something that we were never to forget. Because today, as I mentioned, we're speaking of honoring Yahweh. How do you properly honor him? Some people think you can honor the Creator by worshiping another God, and that he has been given the keys by the Almighty for you to honor him, and by honoring him, you're honoring the Almighty. Well, that's a lie. And it's going to get you killed, because what you have done is you have took the honor from the Creator, and you've given it to something or someone else. And the Almighty wanted us to always to honor him. And this is what the Creator lets us know in Exodus, the 20th chapter, starting at the 8th verse. He said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thy labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day, despite what we've been told, despite what we've heard in the churches, the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh, thy Elohim. And your Bible says your God. The seventh day of the week, what Yah is telling you, is the Sabbath, the rest day of Yahweh. This is the day that the Creator has ordained once a week that he may be honored. And the Almighty lets us know, in it thou shalt not do any work. So he wanted our full attention, our full honor to him. And this is how you do it. You're not busy. You're not doing other things. And this is what he told us. thou, nor thy son, nor your daughter, your manservant, your maidservant, your cattle, nor the stranger that is within your gates. So in other words, this is something that our people have not come to understand according to these great commandments that he gave us, the great Ten Commandments, which is an everlasting covenant that the Almighty left on record that he wrote with his own fingertips to make sure on two tables of stone that we would never forget it. And this was our inheritance that we were to bring down from generation unto generation. So if you got relatives that you know that need to hear this word today, because they need to hear this, because our whole life centers around us keeping, or may I say, one of the greatest ways that you can honor the Almighty is that you keep his seventh day, the Sabbath of Yahweh. That's one of the greatest ways you can honor the Creator. And you notice, in honoring him, you had to include your family members. He's telling you, mainly speaking to the men of Israel, he's letting you know, because they were the leaders of their homes. He said, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant and maidservant. So he's talking mainly, first and foremost, to the father, because he's going to be held more responsible. But you notice he didn't include you and your wife, because you and your wife is one flesh. And we were commanded by Yahweh to make sure that our sons, our daughters, and those that worked under us, our beast, that they were not to work as well. He said, nor the stranger that is within your cities, your gates. For in 6 days Yahweh made the heaven and the earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day, and what? And he hallowed it. That means he proclaimed it to be holy. He proclaimed it to be sanctified and different from all the days of the week. And therefore, if you're not doing this, you're setting yourself up to the path of death. You're setting your children up to the road of destruction. Because he's going to hold you accountable for your children. Understand, if your children is of age and they're grown, that's a different ball game. They're responsible for their own sins. After men that are 20 years old and upward, they're responsible for their own sins. But understand, because a lot of our people today, they buying gifts for their fathers. Because they call it Father's Day. Now, understand, the only reason why most of the world are honoring their father today is simply because they're truly listening to a heathen who proposed this day to be called Father's Day. But I want you to understand something, my people. Don't give the credit to a heathen of what the father himself, the one that we're commanded to honor, don't give the credit to a heathen. Don't give Yah's honor to a heathen. Yes, a heathen is the reason why most of the world, including our people, Yah's people, is buying their father or bought their father a gift today. And probably hadn't communicated with him all year long. Probably cussed him out. Probably ain't done nothing he told you to do. But all of a sudden, because of a heathen who came up with this particular date, many of our people are going to buy gifts for their father. But guess what? Did you know that every day is Father's Day? I'm going to say it again. every day is Father's Day, and every day is Mother's Day. Even the Sabbath day is Mother's Day and Father's Day. You want to know why? Let's read the next verse. In the 12th verse of Exodus, the 20th chapter, this is what it reads. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. And Yahweh did not give any limit whatsoever to any day beyond you obeying this law. He didn't say you only to do this once a week. You only to do this five times in a year, once a month. He said, honor your mother and father, that your days may be long upon the land which Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee. Now let's define this line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. In Deuteronomy, the 5th chapter, the Almighty reiterates in the 16th verse this same commandment. See, when it says that your days may be long, here's what it means. In the 16th verse, it reads, honor thy father and thy mother as Yahweh thy Elohim hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged and that it may go well with thee in the land which Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee. Hallelujah. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. So in other words, the way we honored our mother and father is that we obeyed the commandments of the Almighty, because they were to teach you the commandments of the Most High. And that's how we can honor the Almighty. That's how we honor his Sabbath day. That's how we honor him and all his laws, is because by commandment, as mother and father, you were commanded to teach your children to honor the Creator and his commandments. But we're so far out of bounds. We're so far out of the jurisdiction of righteousness that this is not going on in the black community, because most of the black community don't even know who they are. The only reason why they're buying gifts today is because a white man or woman created a day to honor their own mother or father. Just like Anna Jarvis, a white woman, she dead now. She came up with a day called honoring mothers. And that's why a lot of people buy their mother's gifts. But they don't give the credit to Anna Jarvis. Don't give the credit to the other heathen who got our people buying gifts for their father today. Because guess what? Today is Father's Day, that you are to always honor your mother and your father. Always. And you don't just honor your mother and father by buying them a gift. Yahweh told you to honor your mother and father in that you obey their voice. And you think about it. In most cases, the whole nation just about, the strip has been flipped. Because most of the children don't honor their mother and father. Most of them don't do it. Most of them, the fathers and mothers, they are honoring their children. They are listening to their children. Their children dictate to them. But let me let you know something, my people. The Almighty has already addressed how we were to honor him. And he already addressed that in the future, he said and prophesied that we weren't going to honor him. And therefore, the Almighty said, by us being a nation that was disobedient to his laws, it was automatically going to affect our children. It was automatically going to affect us as a whole nation of people. But let's understand first and foremost, what is the first priority of ownership that we should concentrate on? Because without this, you're heading on the road to hell. Go to the book of Malachi. That's right, Malachi chapter 1. And let's see the words of the true and living Elohim. Malachi, the second chapter. Let's go to Malachi, the second chapter, the 10th verse. And let's see what thus said Yahweh. So you wouldn't be wrong if you bought your mother or you bought your father a gift every day except the Sabbath, or a day that is holy to Yahweh. You can buy your mother and your father a gift anytime you get ready beyond the days that you're to honor the Almighty, because you're not going to buy anything on one of his days. You're going to honor him. He's letting you know his honor supersedes mother and father. Although, in order for you to completely obey him, you had to obey your mother and your father. You honored your mother and father. And honor just doesn't come by gifts. Honor comes from obedience. Malachi, the second chapter, the 10th verse, this is what the true and living Elohim had to say in the 10th verse. It says, have we not all one Father? Have not one Elohim created us? Why do we deal treacherously, every man against his brother, by profaning the covenant of our fathers? And that's what we do when we're not honoring the Almighty, and there's only one Father. The question is asked, have we not all one Father? We don't have but one. And you must understand, my people, when you're dealing with the words of the Almighty, every word of Elohim is pure. So if somebody told you that there's three fathers to obey, that you would obey three creators, or that there was two creators, that Yahweh had some help in the very beginning, they just lying to you because they don't know Yahweh. They don't know how jealous he is. Matter of fact, that's one of his names, is jealous. He's a jealous Elohim. He said, my glory will I not give to another. So why would we believe that someone else could literally have the glory of Yahweh? No, sirree. Yahweh is the true and living Elohim. He's only one Father and one Elohim. But guess what? His powers are many. See, Elohim is plural. Elohim, that means he's our God. That means he alone, because it's only one Elohim, meaning the Creator himself. And it's only one Heavenly Father, and that's the Almighty himself. And beside him, there is none else. Let's understand that. And Yahweh wanted us to honor him by obeying him. And this is what he said about us in Isaiah, the first chapter. Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, the first chapter. And, of course, we're going to open our lines up at about 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, if you have any questions or comments, because we're going to be probably mentioning some quite provocative statements. And so we want you to feel free to call us. Don't be intimidated. Call All you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418, hit the number 1, and we're going to put your question or your comment on the air. And in Isaiah, the first chapter, look what Yahweh said in the second verse. He said, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for Yahweh has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel does not know. My people do not consider." So the Most High is letting us know that we're his children. And he said, "I've nourished and brought up children," and that means us, the so-called African Americans and all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of this earth. We are the chosen people of Yahweh. We are his children. You'll never see where he called all the other nations his children. You'll never see that in his word. Because guess what? You know, they always told us, "Oh, we're all God's children." Well, they're lying to you, because Yahweh claimed us as his children. And you have to understand, when he created us, he made us to glorify him. That's how we give honor to him. For instance, he said, "The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel don't know. My people don't even consider." We don't consider that he created us for his glory, for his honor. For instance, go to the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. And we're going to read some things that would disintegrate Christianity and all the other gods that don't exist of all the nations, because all of them have something in common. And we're going to show you what all the gods of the nations have in common with one another. It's very important that you know what this is, because once you understand this, then no one can trick you when it comes to worshiping Christ or Yahshua or Yahushua or Yahawashah or Huzhashijah, whatever name you put on them. It makes no difference. The Creator told us in Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, the 10th verse, "You are even my witnesses, said Yahweh, and my servant whom I've chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me, there was no Elohim formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am Yahweh, and beside me there is no Christ. There is no Haile Selassie. There is no Muhammad. There is no Jehoshaphat. Beside me there is none Savior beside myself." That's what Yahweh is telling the world. I, even I, am Yahweh, and beside me, singular, there is no Savior. Hallelujah. He's the only Savior. He's the only Redeemer. He said, before me, there was no Elohim form. And then he said, neither shall there be after me. So understand, he's already let you know that there was no one beside him that helped him create anything. When he said, "Let us make man, my people," he was making a suggestion only to his heavenly hosts, his angels, who were created in his image. That's why man was made a little lower than the angels. But when the angels appeared on earth, they looked just like us. Most of the times, they were mistaken to be a man. When you read in Genesis 18, when the angels came down with Yahweh to meet Abraham and to destroy the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, it lets you know three men came down. But guess who they were? It was Yahweh, and there's two angels. Just like who came down to destroy the Tower of Babel. It was Yahweh and his angels. The Most High is going to give us something that we need to hear so that we won't fear the gods of other people. Let's go to Psalms, the 115th chapter of Psalms, and showing furthermore how you were to only honor Yahweh, honor him. And this is how you honor him. This is how you can really change your life. If you are a two-booker, because that's what we call them. We call them two-bookers. What's the two-bookers? The two-bookers is those that go by the Holy Scriptures, which is from Genesis to Malachi, and those that go by the so-called New Testament. So if I've got anyone that's listening that believe in the New Testament, that it is part of the words of the true and living Elohim, meaning that he speaks in the book, call this number, area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number one. We're going to immediately put your question or comment on the air. If you can show us where the Creator is speaking in the New Testament to anyone, you call that number and let us know, let the world know that I'm wrong. Make a liar out of me. Psalms 115, look what it says in the first verse. Check it out. This is pretty heavy. It says, not unto us, O Yahweh, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their Elohim? But our Elohim is in the heavens. He has done whatsoever he pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. All right. They have mouths, but they speak not. They have their ears, but they hear not. They have noses, but they smell not. They have eyes, but they see not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throats. They that make them, that means those that create them, such as the Piso family and Marcion. That's right. I want you to write that down. Please write it down. Study it. And you'll find that the God of the New Testament, Christ, Yahshua, or Yahusha, call him what you want. Because some of you all think you're honoring the Almighty through honoring him. Some of you all think you're obeying him because he was given the keys to heaven. And you'll never see what the Creator told you that he was ever going to take us to heaven. This is just a make-believe lie. So some of you all probably never heard this before. I'm letting you know the Almighty has never promised to take us to heaven. There's only been two men that have ever lived on the earth that were taken up into heaven, and that's Enoch and Elijah. Do you understand? Yahweh's never said he's taking us to heaven. He told us he's taking us back home. That's his promise to his people. They lied to us. So you got to understand, if the heathen tell you to go to the right, your best decision is to take a quick left. Do you understand, my people? Yahweh told us he's taking us home on earth, back to our homeland, Israel. Not to heaven. If he say you going up, that means you're going to probably be down. If he said to honor the first day of the week, you can just about bet your conscience is going to tell you, no, I better honor the last day of the week. Because that's the day of Yahweh. That's the day we honor the Almighty. That was yesterday. That was the last day of the week. It was yesterday. Not today. This is the first day of the week. No matter what country you go to, no matter what so-called calendar they have, every one of them is going to show you that Sunday, or the day called Sunday, which they dedicated to the worship of the sun gods, and that's why most of you all don't realize you're going to church. You're not honoring the Almighty today. You're not honoring Yahweh. If you went to church, you're just honoring the gods of your own oppressor. Because Yahweh never told you to honor him every first day of the week. Matter of fact, he said the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh. You should do some research and find out what's the seventh day of the week. And no matter where you go, you're going to find that the seventh day is what in this country is called S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y, which Yahweh calls the Sabbath day. And he only named one day of the week, Sabbath, the seventh day, because he never wanted us to forget it. And he only named one month of the year, and that's called Abib, which is the beginning of months, the beginning of a new year for us, his people. Yahweh knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing. And it tells you in Psalms 96. Let's go to Psalms 96 and see further how we're to honor the Creator. Now, he just comes out and let you know about every nation's gods in this book. Psalms, the 96th chapter, this is what it says in the first verse. Oh, sing unto Yahweh a new song. Sing unto Yahweh all the earth. Sing unto Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. You notice it says, show forth his salvation from day to day. You notice it didn't say that keep every day holy. You notice it didn't say that. Yahweh never told us to keep every day holy because every day is not holy. But every day we were to honor him, and every day we were to honor our mother and our father, that our days would be prolonged. That means extended. That means there would be days added to our life when we would honor our mother and our father. Then he lets us know, in the third verse, declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all Elohims. That means all gods, all the gods. And then he's going to let you know what they equate to. For Yahweh, or may I say in the fifth verse, for all the gods of the nations are idols. For Yahweh made the heavens. Hallelujah. All the gods of the nations are idols. That's what all of them have in common with one another, including Yahshua. I mean, we should have been able to figure out that truly, if a man want to keep you his slave, like these heathens have kept us for years, wouldn't it make sense that they would give you something fake and that don't hear nothing you say or pray for because it's a phony? Why would a man who want to keep you his slave and servant and making him rich, why would he give you a God that you could pray to and next thing you know you're free? Wouldn't he be diabolical to give you something and veer you and thrust you away from the honoring of your Elohim so that he could save you and deliver you out of all your troubles and deliver you from their heathens that he might put on you and me and our ancestors? But this is what happens when we don't bring down Yah's commandments. We stop honoring him. Let me show you the order in Isaiah, the 38th chapter. That's right, Isaiah chapter 38. Let me show you the order of honor of how we're to honor the truth of Yahweh in honoring the Creator and the order of honor of who runs the house. The word husband means master. A husband is supposed to rule his house in righteousness. And here's what the Almighty told Isaiah, the 38th chapter, the 19th verse. Here's the order of things. And believe you me, my brothers, if you are a brother, a man, a father, a husband, that keeps the commandments of Yahweh faithfully, believe you me, truly a good wife is going to respect that, and she's going to submit herself to her husband, because that's what it means. When it says in Genesis, and he shall rule over thee, that means in righteousness, and it also means personally that she would submit herself to her husband, because her husband is honoring the Almighty and keeping his commandments. So automatically, she knows she's got a good husband. In Isaiah, the 38th chapter, the 19th verse, this is what it reads. It says, the living, he shall praise thee as I do this day. The Father to the children shall make known thy truth. Hallelujah. Praise mighty Yahweh. The fathers to the children shall make known Yah's truth. That's what's supposed to be going on with the fathers. If all of you all are doing out there today, you buying your daddy a gift because you say this is the day that everybody in the whole world is buying their daddy a gift. Well, one thing you should look at is your father honoring the Almighty? Yes, that's right. I'm bringing children to the consciousness of this as well. Do your father honor the Almighty? Because let me tell you something. The Creator told us something in the book of Ezekiel, the 18th chapter, that is pretty profound when it comes to children that have parents that may not serve the Most High. You know, what do? Well, you serve the Most High. That's what you do. You serve Yahweh. Because you can't save them and they can't save you. And let me show you what I mean. It says in Ezekiel, the 18th chapter, starting at verse 5. This is what it says. But if a man be just and do that which is lawful and right, and has not eaten upon the mountains, neither has lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, neither has defiled his neighbor's wife, neither hath come near to a mistress woman. So if a man be just and do that which is lawful and right, the Creator is letting you know the criteria that he is going to avoid. And these are the things he's going to avoid. He won't be eaten on the mountains. Neither lift up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel. And one of the greatest idols of our people today, not like back in the day, our father's idols was the gods of the Canaanites. That's B-A-A-L. That's a whole lot of false gods that the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Hivites, in which, by the way, they killed their children to their gods. They burnt their children literally in fire to their gods because they believed in human sacrifices for their sins. Now, understand this history, because this is a profound history that Yahweh told us to stay away from. See, in our land, Yahweh gave us the land of the Canaanites. So the land of the Canaanites became our land, or Canaan. It was possessed by people who served other gods. It was possessed by people who didn't worship Yahweh at all, because Yahweh didn't choose them as his people, but he chose us. So the Most High warned us against idolatry, and that is the worst sin you could commit. What is idolatry? That is the worship of anything, anybody, except Yahweh. It's called idolatry, idol worship. And one of the newest, latest, and greatest idol worship that our people worship today is Christ. And A-L-L-A-H. These are the new gods that have newly come up, whom our fathers never feared. Do you understand? And the Almighty told us, if you want to be just and righteous, if you want to go back home to Israel, then you better take heed to the criteria that's being mentioned, starting at the sixth verse, that you better stay away from. You better stay away from all the idols of the house of Israel, every last one of the idols that they idolize when they should be worshiping only Yahweh. Neither has defiled his neighbor's wife. Neither has come near a menstruous woman. Let me make this clear. By law, it is an abomination to have a relationship even with your own wife, and she is on her cycle. This is against the commandments of Yahweh. It's very nasty and unclean. And Yahweh separated a woman that was on her menstrual for 7 days. She was unclean. So that means she, of course, she separated herself from her husband. Her husband was not to go into her sexually, because anywhere she sits or lays for 7 days, she is unclean. It's not like she's contaminated or got a disease. It's just it's an illness. It's a sickness. It's a purification period. It's a blood purification. And that is when a woman is unclean. And the Creator told us to never lay with any woman that is on her menstrual cycle, has not oppressed any, but has restored the debtor his pledge, has spoiled none by violence, has given his bread to the hungry. Now, you better take note of this list, because if you somebody that don't want to even help your people at all, don't want to give them no clothes, don't want to feed them and give them something they need, these are the fundamental truths of righteousness that you should be concerned of your salvation. And this is what he told us. Has given his bread to the hungry and has covered the naked with a garment. He that has not given forth upon usury. That means if your neighbor borrows from you $50, $15, $20, you're not to charge your neighbor extra money like the banks and loan companies do. They charge interest. No. He's only required to give you back in which what he borrowed. So we were never to charge upon usury. We were never to charge interest. That's how you know you're in the enemy's land, because he don't give a darn about these laws. On his coins and symbols, it says, in G-O-D we trust. Well, he ain't talking about Yahweh. Don't you know he's talking about his own God? Don't you know that's the one they trust in? Don't you know that's the one that Willie Lynch wrote about in the so-called Willie Lynch letters, whether he was a real man or not? The letters have been successful. They said in the Willie Lynch letters that this version of the Bible we do cherish. The version of the King James version of the Bible we cherish. Now, what version of the Bible you think he's talking about? He certainly ain't talking about the book that would condemn him from Genesis to Malachi. But what he's talking about is the so-called New Testament, the book which Yahweh doesn't even speak in to no one. That's why I made, and I always often do, I make a blanket statement. And I said, if anyone can show me where Yahweh speaks in the New Testament of the Bible, you call this number, area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number one. We're going to put your comment, your question on the air. And that goes for anyone that would like to just make a comment or have a question. And this is what it says further. He has not given forth upon usury, neither has taken any increase that have withdrawn his hand from iniquity. That means that this is somebody who just plumb out ain't going to do wrong. He's determined, she's determined that they're not going to do wrong against Yah's law. That's honoring him to the highest extent. Has executed true judgment between man and man. Has walked in my statutes and have kept my judgments to deal truly. Yah said he is just. That means he righteous. He shall surely live, said Yahweh Elohim. Now, this is what he said. Furthermore, if he beget a son that is a robber, a shedder of blood, and that doeth the like to any one of these things. Now, let me tell you something. Not only can you rob a man, my people, did you know there's a way that you can rob Elohim? Do you know that you can rob Elohim by not giving him what belongs to him? He calls it that you're stealing. You're a robber. Now hold that page, and I'll show you what he's talking about. In Malachi chapter 3. Because this should be a life-changing word for you if you are a robber. There's different ways you can rob people. But if it's one thing that you don't want to do, you don't want to be accused of robbing Yahweh. But guess what? There is such a way. For instance, look what Yahweh told us in the sixth verse of Malachi 3. For I am Yahweh, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. That means kept means you have not observed and protected these ordinances. But return unto me, and I will return unto you. So we got to make the first move to return to him first. But he said, you say, he's talking about us as a nation. He said, you say, wherein shall we return? How we return? Then he asked us a question, 8 verse. Will a man rob Elohim? Will he? Sure he will. These preachers, they're robbing. Do you understand, my people? That's why we're being robbed. That's why we're being spoiled. Because we have been robbing the Almighty. We have been dishonoring the Creator who gave us everything we got, who made the world, everything whatsoever is under the whole heaven belongs to Yahweh. And here's what he said. Will a man rob Elohim? Yet you have robbed me. Now, in my Bible, these words are in red because this is the words Yahweh said. And, of course, the grass withers, the flower faded, but the words of our Elohim, they stand forever. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? And Yahweh answered, in tithes and offerings. What's tithes? Tithes, it's 10% of your increase of what you earn. Whether you have a business that you earn 10% or an increase, whatever the increase is, whatever the increase, a business, your job, or whatever the increase you get, it's all belong to the Almighty. And the Almighty is only asking for 10%. That's what tithe equals to tenth, a tenth. But you got some of these thieves of Yahweh, and I got to call it what it is. You got some of these thieves of the Almighty that will tell you that this law is done away with and that this law was only for the land. When I could show you when our fathers, Abraham, Jacob, weren't in the land, but they paid Yahweh a tenth.
because a tenth or a tithe is not defined by land. We had to bring year by year for my increase a tenth, and it had to be brought to Jerusalem year by year. That was one of the tithes. Because did you know there's more than one type of tithe? There's more than one type of tent that we gave and handled ourselves. There was another tithe that was not the year-to-year tithe. It's called the third-year tithes, which means every 3 years, we were to lay these tithes up within our gates. That means our own cities, to make them readily available for the fatherless and the widows. I probably need to do just a whole program of a teaching on tithes and offerings. But I had to let you know this, my people, that a tenth of what you earn in your increase, that belongs to Yahweh. And if you don't give it to him, if you don't give him what belongs to him, you're robbing him. And the Almighty called them robbers. Will a man rob Elohim? And this is what he said furthermore. He said, you are cursed with a curse. Good grief. We're already cursed as black people. We're already cursed as the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob because we didn't keep his commandments. And you mean to tell me that the Most High put a crown of another curse on this curse because we're not keeping his commandments and we're not honoring him? And this is what he told us. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Now, if you claim you're an Israelite, if you claim you're part of the nation of Israel, you would include yourself. If you really don't believe you are, then maybe you shouldn't pay tithes because you're really not in your mind. As a man thinketh, so is he. So you probably think that you're not an Israelite, or you probably think you are in your mind. But nevertheless, when it comes to his laws like this, all of a sudden, everybody ready to draw back. But that's why when I go back to Ezekiel 18, that's why the Almighty said in the 10th verse of Ezekiel, the 18th chapter, if he beget a son that is a robber, a shedder of blood, and that doeth like to any one of these things, and that doeth not any of those duties, but even has eaten upon the mountains and defiled his neighbor's wife, has oppressed the poor and needy, has spoiled by violence, has not restored the pledge, and has lifted up his eyes to the idols, and has committed abominations. Now that entails so many things. So many things. Eating swine's flesh, pork chops, is an abomination. Did you know that? Eating lobster and shrimp and crabs and oysters and scallops, these are abominations to the Almighty. Well, let me give you one that I know a lot of our people don't even realize what is one of the biggest abominations. One of the biggest abominations is when you put anyone before the Creator. That's an abomination. That means you have dishonored your Creator, your Maker. And many of our people think they're honoring him by going through another God. Then he said, has given forth upon usury and has taken increase. Shall he live? He shall not live. He has done all these abominations. He shall surely die. His blood shall be upon him. Now, you notice it says, because every word of Elohim is pure. He said, he shall not live. Why? Because he has done all these abominations. What abominations? Everything that he lists in here. You being a robber, shedding blood, lifting up your eyes to the idols, oppressing the poor? Because the scriptures lets us know, when one oppresseth the poor, that means you're really dishonoring the Creator. But when you give it to the poor, you're giving to the Most High, because he has made that man poor. Y'all make the poor and the rich. Y'all make the blind and those that can see. Y'all the one who puts the ear to make it to hear. He the one gave us a brain to think. He the one gave us eyes to see. He the one who woke us up this morning. He the one who made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. He's the only one that we were to honor above all gods. Because all the gods of the nations are nothing but idols, the works of a man's hand. And the one that we're serving today, our people by nation majority, the false god they're serving today was nothing wrote up but just by an ink pen from a man named Marcion and a family called the Piso family. And it's a darn shame. And if any one of y'all want to confess, or any one of you all want to just give a testimony, or if any one of you all just want to ask a question, all you got to do is call area code 323-443-7418, hit the number 1, and we want you to express yourself. Put your question, your comment on the air, and then feel free to express yourself. Because we praise Yahweh for all of those that have a listening ear to hear his word. And we're not going to hesitate. We're going to go right to our phone lines right now to area code 425. Shalom, shalom, you on air?
Shalom, shalom, and good morning, Moray. How are
shalom,
you?
Shalom, shalom, Sister Saphira. How you doing? Yeah, that's right. Where you at, I guess it still is in that area of time.
Hallelujah. Well, you know, with 3 hours of difference, but it's not this morning, but this afternoon, 1:32.
Yes.
But
yes.
This has been a wonderful, wonderful program. And I have a question,
yes,
as always. When we say that we are to honor our father and thy mother, every day is Father's Day, every day is Mother's Day. I'm
yes.
trying to find the scripture, Moray, where it says, that we're to every good thing that Yah gives us, we should rejoice in. And I just cannot remember that scripture.
Well, okay. You said every good thing we should rejoice in.
Right, every good thing. So our Father's Day, Mother's Day, you know, these are good things. And we should
yes.
rejoice in things, but we should rejoice when Yah gives us.
I know that's right, sister. I know that is right.
I get this. So, but I just don't know the scripture, and I was hoping that maybe you could tell me which one it is, which verse and which scripture it's in.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. We're going to try to find that before this program is up. I promise
okay.
you that. I promise you
all
that.
Right.
We're going to try to find that scripture and quote that one more time now. What was that? In every good thing
every,
we shall rejoice, right?
Yes.
Okay,
every
all right. Well,
we're going
to do some research on it and find that verse.
Okay, because I'm just not sure which one it is, and if I'm not mistaken, if Father's Day, Mother's Day is a good thing, then that means we're supposed to rejoice in it, but this is what Yah has given us. And
well, hallelujah.
Well,
sister,
hallelujah.
That's what we're going to do. And Yahweh, believe it or not, see, we should rejoice in the Almighty all the time, because
right.
Yahweh is
That's
good
right.
and his mercy endures forever. So you're absolutely right. And see where,
hallelujah.
Beloved, they tricked us. They
mm-hmm.
tricked us when they taught us that every day is holy. And every day is
That's
not
right.
holy. See,
mm-hmm.
God didn't never make every day holy. The holy days, that's why they're special, because they're set apart. They're sanctified.
Mm-hmm.
They're different. But
yes.
every day we were to honor our mother and our father,
mm-hmm.
every single
Praise
day,
God.
This is Father's Day. Yesterday was Father's Day or Mother's Day. So we're not going to give that credit to no heathen, because
right.
they're not the ones who first came up with honoring a father or a mother. This is the
Hallelujah.
Commandment of Yahweh. This is our way of life. So praise the Most High. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Most High.
And Murray, I have another thing I just wanted to say is that you were at Isaiah 43 and verse 10 and 11, and you said about a little testimony. I'm not going to take up all your airtime, but
that's
for
all right.
anyone listening that is, this is a, something new for them, if they've never listened to your programs before and your teachings, this scripture was the very scripture that helped me to realize that there is only one Savior, there's only one Redeemer, there is only one Yah, and there, besides Him, there is none else. So this is a very verse that
Hallelujah.
Has opened my eyes, and I would just encourage anyone that is listening, whether they call in and hit the button or not, that you may never know, but someone is probably listening and that is maybe trying to, that are still fighting, leaving the New Testament, fighting and questioning, is this truth? Because it is a lie. We've been taught a lie. And
you're
when
right.
you read this verse, it cannot go null and void because it does not lie. Either this scripture is
right.
a lie, which is saying Yah is a liar, which he's not, or you're saying that the scriptures that you were that we used to read are truth, when it clearly states that it is not. So
yes.
this is one scripture that I will be forever, ever grateful.
Praise the mighty
God
Yah, and I don't blame you, sister, because that scripture speaks volumes. That scripture disintegrates all the gods, all the so-called saviors that people think can save them when no one can save you but the Almighty. And it's
yes.
amazing. I'm very glad that you stayed on the line because it looks like I found the scripture you were looking for.
right.
And it's
yes, thank you.
Recorded in
okay.
Deuteronomy, the 26th
okay.
chapter, the 11th verse.
Hallelujah.
That's where it states that, where it
Praise
says,
Yah.
And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which Yahweh thy Elohim have given unto thee and unto thine house, thou and the Levite and the stranger that is among you.
Hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank
Praise
you so much.
Praise
Yah.
He
wanted
us
awesome.
To rejoice in every good thing.
That's
You're
right.
right. That's He's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Love you, sister.
Thank you. Love you, too. And tell your niece, shalom, shalom, and I love her and the congregation. So shalom and continue to do what you do best, teach. Hallelujah.
Well, praise the mighty Yahweh. We love you, too. And tell your Ema, your son, and your children that we give all our love to them. And may the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you and prosper you, and may you live forever, beloved.
Praise Yah. Hallelujah. Toda Yah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Shalom, shalom. And as I said earlier, see, we praise the Almighty for Sister Superior. And, of course, if you'd like to express yourself, if you'd like to make a comment or if you have a question, all you've got to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air in the time that we got left. But in the meantime, we're honoring Yahweh. Because that's what this is all about. This is all about us understanding how do we honor the Creator? What is the best way to honor Him? Well, let me give you the best way. Let me give you the number one way to honor Yahweh. And before we give that, we're going to go to area code 404. Shalom, shalom. You're on air. Area code 404.
Shalom, shalom, Moray. This is Yanis.
Oh, shalom, shalom, my queen Yanis. Hallelujah.
How are you?
Praise
to the mighty Yah for this wonderful, wonderful program. And I wanted to say shalom to Sister Safiri. I did hear her earlier, and that was a beautiful scripture that she brought out. And I just praise the mighty Yah for that. And I just wanted to make a comment because I am truly enjoying the program, and I wanted to make a comment concerning you know, the fathers, because you're speaking of honoring Yahweh. And
yes.
If a father honors Yahweh, then everything else is just going to fall right in line. If he honors Yahweh. And
yes.
one of the things about a father and a man, period, is he has such a great responsibility.
Yes.
A great responsibility.
You're right.
Because I hold him in high, high esteem when it comes
yes.
to his family, when it comes to him being a leader, when it comes to him teaching his family, his children, his wife, when he comes, it comes to everything. He is the main player in every way in a family,
right.
in any position that he may be in. I mean, he has such a great responsibility. And
yes.
first and foremost, he should be a man that is glorifying and praising the mighty Yah. And truly,
yes.
truly, if he honors Yah, I mean, his children will look up to him, and that should be a child's role model. Is
You're
it
right.
should be the father. You know,
you hit
that
the nail on the head, Yanis. You're right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That should be the role model to a child. And I pray to the mighty Yah that our fathers that are not in the home will return to the home, because one of the things that the Most High said in the last days is that this father shall return to the children, and the children return to the fathers. And
that's right.
One thing our fathers should truly focus on. And know what Father's Day is, as you all have already spoken. Every day is Father's Day. And that
yes.
focus should be on bringing himself and his children back to the Most High. Because this, we can see that we're living in the last days here where we are. The Most High has put us for our punishment. And we truly, truly should be focusing on returning ourselves, our children, back to the Most High, and truly that is a great responsibility of the father, even though the mother, she has a role too, but the father has that great, great responsibility.
You sure
and I just
right.
wanted to say that, and just say that I'm truly enjoying the program, and I praise the mighty Yah, and I hope our fathers are listening and understand how important it is for them to you know, take heed while they can. Praise the mighty
yes.
Yah. Hallelujah.
Praise the mighty Yah, my love, my wife. I love you. And may Yahweh bless and keep you. And I enjoy the great words you said to exalt the Almighty. Hallelujah.
Praise. I love you. Hallelujah.
Shalom, shalom. Praise the mighty Yahweh. And we're inviting anyone to call for questions or comments, area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air in the time we have left. But in the meantime, I've got a couple of things I want to show you. In the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter, this gives the greatest way to honor the Almighty. See, in the Almighty, in the Ten Commandments, in Exodus, the 20th chapter, you notice all of the first commandments is an honoring of him, specifically of him. And the greatest of them all came first. And you don't want to miss this. For any of you all that's thinking so much adoration for Christ, the New Testament, and call him any name you want, for regarding A-L-L-A-H, calling him anything you want, then you need to hear the greatest way to honor the Almighty Yahweh. Exodus 20, starting at the first verse. This is what it reads. That's why we read this every Sabbath at the house of Israel of Atlanta and all the houses of Israel. And Elohim spoke all these words, saying, I am Yahweh, thy Elohim, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. First thing that he's telling you, he's telling us what he did for us. He's introducing himself. I'm the God. I'm the one, the only one, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Christ sure didn't. Christ didn't. A-L-L-A-H didn't. B-U-D-D-H-A didn't. These religions didn't. The politicians didn't. Then none of these things and none of these beings, and certainly now one of these lies delivered our fathers out of slavery, out of the bondage of Egypt. None of them did that for us. But it was the mighty Yahweh, and he deserves to be the only one we worship. And we're fools for serving anyone else. We're fools for bowing down to the gods of people who hate us. But not only do they hate us, in Psalms, the 83rd chapter, the Creator gave a grocery list full of the nations who hate him. And we ought to be ashamed of ourselves to worship the gods of the nations of people who hate our own maker. How backwards can you get? He said, I am Yahweh, thy Elohim, who brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, which means slavery. He said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Do you understand? Don't have no other deities, no Elohims beside him. Because beside him, there's none else. Hallelujah. All the gods of the nations are merely idols, the works of man's hands. What do we look like worshiping something that a man made? I can see why. I can see why the New Testament even says that they would worship the creature and not the creator. Because everyone else, everything else is just a creature. But there's only one creator. That's why we started off in the book of Malachi, the second chapter. Have not we all one creator? Have not we all one father? Let's get back to the book of Ezekiel, the 18th chapter. And let's continue to read, because the Almighty lets us know all the criteria from verses 10 through 13 of the wicked ways that truly you'll be put to death. Any of us will be put to death for. Now, in the 14th verse of Ezekiel 18, look what he said. Now, lo, if he beget a son that seeth all his father's sins, which he hath done, and considereth, and do not such like. That means he looked at what his daddy was doing. He looked at what his father was doing. And he said, I'm not going to do that. I see my daddy, he worshiped Yahshua. And I ain't never seen where Yahweh told us to worship Yeshua, to worship Yahawashah, to worship the Christ of the New Testament. And as a matter of fact, you'll find in the New Testament where Christ himself said that you ain't to worship him. Do you understand, my people? Even in the so-called prayer of J.C., Christ, he praying to a God. Do you understand? According to the writings, he praying to someone. But guess what? Yahweh don't pray to no one. Yahweh wasn't born through no woman. Yahweh made woman from the rib of a man. Yahweh don't have a grandpappy or a grandmama or a great-great-great-granddaddy. Yahweh don't sleep or slumber. Do you understand? He raised his hands to heaven and said, I live forever. Who do we answer to? No one. We answer to him. We got this thing backwards. And then we would take somebody else, believe them, and think we got to go through somebody else or something else to get to the Creator. So in the 14th verse, Yahweh lets us know, now, lo, if he beget a son that seeth all his father's sins that he has done and considereth and doeth not such like, that hath not eaten upon the mountains, neither have lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, hath not defiled his neighbor's wife, neither has oppressed any, hath not withheld the pledge, neither has spoiled by violence, but has given his bread to the hungry, has covered the naked with a garment, that has taken off his hand from the poor, that has not received usury nor increase, has executed my judgments, has walked in my statutes, he shall not die for the iniquity of his father, he shall surely live. Hallelujah. As for his father, because he cruelly oppressed, spoiled his brother by violence, and did that which is not good among his people. That means all the things that were included. Lo, even he shall die in his iniquity. So understand, my people, the best number one way to honor the Almighty is you don't put no God before him. Because you could keep all these other commandments, and they would be kept in vain. You could do, you don't have to eat pork. You could do everything you just seen. But if you're not worshiping Yahweh, if you got another God beyond Yahweh, then guess what? You're doing all this in vain. Furthermore, let me show you how this world is going to be. And as a matter of fact, it's already building up to it in Isaiah, the 24th chapter. Let's go there in the minutes that we have left. We only have a few minutes, but if you'd like to give a quick question or comment, all you do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. Isaiah, the 24th chapter. Let's read what the Almighty prophesied would happen. In the 4th verse, the earth mourneth and fadeth away. The world languisheth and fadeth away. The haughty people of the earth do languish. That means it gets weaker and weaker. The earth is getting weaker and weaker. It's overworked, populated by people who don't worship Yahweh. Do you understand? Then it says, the earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinances, and have broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore has the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. That means they're guilty. Therefore, the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. Keep that in mind. Few men left. Because he's going to truly hold us more responsible than the women. He's going to hold all you sisters out there and all women. He's going to hold you accountable. Make no mistake about it. He did not include you. But it's going to be a few men left. And I'm going to show you what I mean. Yahweh said in Isaiah, the 13th chapter, starting at the 9th verse, when he get ready to judge the earth, you got to hear this. He said, behold, the day of Yahweh cometh, cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate. And he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light the sun shall be darkened in its going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. And I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. My people, I ain't never seen the golden wedge of Ophir. But guess what? Y'all said it's going to be as rare as finding the most rarest gold in the world, the golden wedge of Ophir. That's how rare it's going to be to see a man walking in the world. Do you hear that? That should be an alarm to the sisters. That should be an alarm that is only going to be a few men left. And it's already coming to this. It's already building to it. Most of our brothers, if they're not incarcerated, if they're not in jail, if they're not a punk or a homosexual, a lot of them in the grave, because the Almighty going to hold us more accountable than anyone else. Do you understand, my people? He said there's only going to be a few men left. And I want myself, I want my fellow brothers, all my brothers out there, all my brothers that are sleeping in the dirt of the earth, dead right now, I pray to Yahweh that all of us could be part of that remnant. And he's going to raise some of our brothers and sisters up that's passed to everlasting life. But a whole lot of our people are going to be raised to everlasting shame and contempt along with the heathen, because we didn't honor the Creator like we should have. And the Almighty wanted us to know that this was the greatest honor there is. So understand, my people, honor the Creator. Honor your mother and your father. Don't just buy a gift because a heathen came up with a date for you to honor by buying your father and a mother a gift or some candy or some roses. We're bigger than that. And we should have more understanding than that. Yahweh is the one who made Mother's and Father's Day every day that we were to honor them. Every single day. But my people, it looks like we have completely ran out of time. But in the meantime, I want you to stay tuned. That's right. I want you to stay tuned, because at 5:30, the great show, Open Up Your Vision, by none other than my queen, my wife, Yanice Batzion Yisrael, will be on the air. Now, there's a different call-in number for this program. Here's the guest call-in for the program, Open Up Your Vision. And they're going to be talking about a great subject. Area code 347-826-7630. That number, that call-in number, is area code 347-826-7630. Oh, yes. Open up your vision. My people, let us all open our vision up to the vision to serve Yahweh.
Yahweh Elohim, must live my life within his law. Must live my life in righteousness. I gotta keep all of his testimony. Man, who made the heavens? Who made the earth and the sea? For the Sabbath day, that's when I acknowledge my holy sign. Exodus chapter 31:12-17. I do not need to worry. Yahweh will save me when I'm in distress and in trouble. He told me to walk humble, like Uzziah the prophet. Destroyed for lack of knowledge. Proverbs chapter 3:6. He told me to acknowledge. Sinning all of my ways. We living in these latter days. I gotta put all of my trust in his holy name.
Yahweh is king. Yeah, he will redeem us out of this hell. We his people, Israel, scattered from one end of the earth, overtook by his curse. I am every to Yah, for the better or curse. Give you earth, give you heavens, for Yahweh is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are just. Yahweh is the Elohim of truth. Without him, just and right is he. Praise Yah the Most High. Yeah, he is righteous. The habitation of justice. Only if you trust his laws and his statutes. Precepts and his covenants. Yah's sanctuary is full of benevolence. Loving all his ways and not eating to the full. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Verse 3 came to relate. The law is perfect. Converted my soul, the law is right and it is the only way that I will go. Because the holy a man is to fear Yahweh Elohim and to keep his commandments. One day there will be a famine. Can I prepare no for the church to hear the words of Yahweh? But they will not get it, ain't so why it's true to commit. Oh Yahweh, thou art my Elohim. I will exalt thee, I will praise thy name. For thou has done wonderful things. Thy counsels are of old, are faithfulness and truth. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, and a strength to the needy in his distress. A refuge from the storm, and a shadow from the heat. Hallelujah.